A lot of us, when we think of our dads, good or bad, words come to our mind. A lot of us, when we think of a good dad, words come to our mind. There is one word that I think of, there's many, but there's one I'm going to focus in on today when it comes to a good father, and that is sacrifice. Now, a good father is going to be other things. He's going to be present, he's going to be humble, he's going to be loving. We're going to talk about that today. But a good father is going to sacrifice. Now, I've known a lot of dads in my life. I've known a lot of men who were really great at being dads. I've known some men who are becoming great at being dads. I've known men who are wanting to be greater than they are at being dads. All of those men had something in common, even with the men who I would say struggled to be a dad. They weren't taught what that looks like. They didn't have a dad in their own life. Maybe their dad abandoned them, or their dad was in their life, but not really in their life. And so these men, when they became dads, weren't really sure how to be a dad. And so when I look at the one group of guys who maybe had a father figure, figured out what it looks like, and is doing a pretty good job at it, and I look at the men who at least did not abandon their family and are still there for their family, I find a similarity often between those men. Now, the similarities are probably not necessarily connection. The dads over here, they don't know how to connect with their kids. They don't know how to connect with their spouse. And that's probably what puts them on this side. I mean, they haven't abandoned their families. They're still present. They're still there. And so someone might say, well, then why are they over here? Probably just because there's no connection. There's no emotional. There's no physical connection between them and their kids. They never hug their kids. They never say to their kids, I love you. They're just not present for their kids, although they're present in the house. But there is something that all of these dads share. And I found it's sacrifice. That even these dads on the side of this line still sacrifice much for their wife, for their kids. Along with the dads over here who might be doing a better job at it, still sacrifice. I believe that is something that God put in the hearts of men, that when we become leaders of families, and when you have children, you're a leader of a family, that it almost blossoms out of us. It almost just like takes over us, our mind and our thoughts, our hearts. I'm not saying every guy goes through this transformation, but I find many do. They become men who sacrifice. There's a story, this is a true story, of a father and a young son who were taking a walk early in the morning. In fact, it was about 6:30 in the morning. This was up in Maine, so a little further north. It was in January. The ponds and some of the smaller lakes were frozen over at this point. The father and his son were walking across the pond to get to their destination, but it was not as frozen as the father thought. And as they were both walking across the pond, they both broke through the ice. The father immediately, and the boy was only 4 years old, so it's one dad and his four-year-old son only. The wife and the mother was back at the house. The father immediately was focused on his son. Now, through whatever heroic action, no one was there to witness it. The four-year-old son could only describe in the mind of a four-year-old what happened, but essentially the four-year-old son said, "My dad got me out of the water." So in some miraculous way, the dad lifted up his son while he is freezing, while he's trying to stay above the water. He lifts his own four-year-old son and puts him on the ice. At that point, the effort that it took to get his son must have, we don't know, the man died, must have taken all he's got, because the final words to his son was, "Go run to your mother." The boy didn't look back. He ran back home, four-year-old boy. Got his mom. When his mom arrived, she could not see the husband. She had brought some rope with her. She's pretty smart. She tied it to a tree. But as she was looking in the ice for the husband, she also broke through. Now, she had the rope with her and was able to keep herself on the rope. At this point, I believe the mother, if I'm not mistaken, according to the story, had called 911 as she was running. This is a pretty smart woman to be in that moment of panic. Her four-year-old son running back, I fell through the ice. She grabbed rope, called 911, and went out to get her husband. She fell through, held onto the rope. The local police arrived and were able to rescue her. But after hours of searching, all they could find eventually was the body of the dad. That story happened not more than 5 months ago. That was January of this year, 2024. A father who loved his son enough to sacrifice the greatest gift. And what is that? Life itself. There is no greater sacrifice than that of our lives. I don't know if this dad was a great dad. I don't know if this dad connected well with the son, but I can tell you this, what he did was a great thing, which in my book elevates him to a great dad. This man, regardless of what faults he had, this man, regardless of what emotional struggles he dealt with in the family, this man, when it came down to it, said, "The life of my son is more important than my own." Now, I would say that if you're in this room today, men, and you've got kids, I would bet everything I've got that you would come to the same conclusion. I don't imagine there's a man in this room who would not make the same choice immediately. You wouldn't think about it. You wouldn't pray on it. You wouldn't ponder on it. If your child, son or daughter's life was at stake, you would sacrifice your own for theirs. Real men wear red. Real men sacrifice for those they love, even when the sacrifice costs them the greatest gift they can offer, and that is their own blood, their own life. God and his son showed us the way, and now we, as fathers and husbands, as men, as leaders, we know the way. Let's follow the way. And what is that? It is the way of sacrifice. I have 2 points this morning: sacrificial love and a sacrificial life. Now, I once again, I'd go ahead and turn there, guys, to John. I know you have the verses up. I haven't read them yet. Let's go ahead and do that now. John chapter 15, verses 12 and 13. We're going to read these verses briefly and then look into the message today. John 15 and verse 12. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Verse 13, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Friendship is a strong connection. I've known people who have had friends closer than family. But I don't know that there is any bond stronger, personally to me, than my bond with God. Secondly, there should be no bond outside of that stronger, men, if you're married, than your bond with your wife. Now, if you're not married, men, or if your wife has passed on, then the only other bond that should be close to equal to that is the bond between us and our children. There is no friendship, men, that should ever surpass the bond we have with our family, our wife, and our kids. I would even elevate my bond with my wife above that of my kids, and I've said this many times. My kids are leaving someday. I hope my wife does not leave someday. And therefore, my bond with my wife has a priority over my bond with my kids who are leaving me someday. But I got to tell you, it's not much. I love my wife dearly, but I love my kids dearly. And although there is a gap between the bond with my wife and the bond with my kids, it's not a large one. Men, we sacrifice. That is who we are. That is what we do. I'm not here to preach and tell you to sacrifice. I know you already do that. You sacrifice for your wife. You sacrifice for your kids. You sacrifice for your friends. You sacrifice for this church. We had multiple men call forward because the kids saying, "Thank you for being upstairs with us." And more than one of those men, their kids are upstairs and their dads sacrificing above and beyond the work week. Now on the weekend, they're hanging out with your kids upstairs. That's a sacrifice. We sacrifice. What concerns me is not the lack of sacrifice. What concerns me as a pastor is the impact of sacrifice. Let me say something briefly, and then we're going to look into these 2 points, and I promise you, we're going to be pretty quick, because I got 9 minutes. I knew I would. That's all right. I was planning for this, okay? Let me say something. Men, you sacrifice your health, your emotional health, your physical health. You sacrifice your time, you sacrifice your energy, and you look at your kids and you wonder what happened. I'm not saying all of you, but some in this room are wondering, why is my sacrifice not making an impact on my kids? Some of you men, your wives are struggling in their relationship with you. You know the marriage, if it is not deteriorating, it's on the brink of deteriorating. It's on the brink of decline, some of you men in this room. And you are perplexed. You don't understand why. You say, I work 60 hours a week. I give everything to this family. Why would my wife even consider walking away from this marriage? Why would my wife not recognize the sacrifices I make? And why would she not be my biggest fan? Why is she my biggest critic? And men, you don't understand it because your sacrifices for your family are so massive, it would blow the mind if we started listing all the things that you do for your family. And you don't understand why it doesn't have the impact on your marriage. Why it doesn't have the impact on your kids, and I'll tell you why. Sacrifice itself is not enough if you aren't making the right sacrifices for the right people. And that's what I'm going to briefly talk about this morning. So here we go. Sacrificial love. Letter A. Sacrificial love does not ask, what do I feel, but rather, what do they need? In Mark chapter 14 and verse 36, why don't you turn there briefly? Mark chapter 14, verse 36. I'm going to read that verse for you. The Bible tells us in verse 36, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto me. Take away this cup from me, nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. This is Jesus Christ towards the end of his life in the garden, knowing that within 24 hours, the next day, he's going to be hanging on the cross. And he says, does this need to happen? Is there any other way for me to save mankind without taking the sins of mankind on my shoulders in my life? But he does say at the end, but not what I want, God, Father, but what you want. That is what I will do. See, sacrificial love doesn't ask others to sacrifice for us. Sacrificial love says, what can I do for you? What do you need? Sacrificial love does feel. Men, we feel. We hurt. We get angry. We get upset. We get anxious. We get worried. Men, we feel. But sacrificial love does not ask our family, our wives, and our kids to take care of our feelings. Sacrificial love says, what do you need? Men, you're looking at me saying, well, that just doesn't seem fair. Like, then where do I get the support that I need? Here's the great thing about sacrificial love. When you love others sacrificially, you are creating the support in your family. You see, you get the support when you don't make the support the thing. When you walk into your marriage and your wife and you say, hey, the most important thing to me is how you treat me, she's going to probably raise an eyebrow and wonder, you know, what do you need from me? You know, can't you be a man on your own? She's going to go through all these thoughts in her head. But I'll tell you this. When you go into a marriage and say, what can I do for you? She will be everything you need her to be to you. When you go to your kids and you say, hey, I need this, I need that, your kids, out of love, will probably try to give it to you but not really know what it looks like. But when you show them what sacrificial love looks like, you are more likely to receive it naturally from them. Men, don't be scared to put your emotional needs on the side, your physical needs to the side. Don't be scared to put those to the sidelines and say, what does my family need? Because when you do that, you are more likely to get what you need. But above and beyond that, everything you need, men, is in Christ. And if you have a family that just doesn't get it, if you've got a wife and kids who maybe even though you sacrifice, they don't return it, you can get it always from God your Father and his son, Jesus Christ. You do not need to get it from people. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't want to get it from people. I'm not saying you don't deserve to get it from people. You should want it. You do deserve it. But you don't need it from them. Even married men, we can get what we need emotionally and spiritually from our God. And then sacrifice for our wives and for our kids. That's sacrificial love. Not what I want, but what you need. Letter B. Sacrificial love does not require payment. The Bible tells us in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift, free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God loves you, and therefore God gives you love, and God says, I am giving it to you. To pay me for it would be an insult. My kids don't really know what to give me often. So recently, some of them, for Christmas or Father's Day, have asked me, Dad, what do you want? You know what I tell them? I say, just write me a note. Write me a card. That is what I want from you. I don't want your cheap little Dollar Tree ties. I don't want something you bought from a friend and you give it to me, right? Just write something to me and tell me what you think about me. Tell me you love me, and I will keep that. I've got multiple notes on my top dresser drawer stashed in there. I have no plans of throwing those away. And if you know me, I like to throw things away. That makes me happy, okay? It brings me joy to throw things away. I will not throw those away. Let me tell you this. Sacrificial love doesn't want to be paid for our love. Men, I know you do not want your children to pay you for your love. Why? Because that's true love, unconditional sacrificial love. God loves us and doesn't want us to be paid for his love. You're saying, Pastor Russ, where are we going with this? Remember I told you, men, we are already sacrificing. That's who we are. That's what we do. My question to you is it making an impact? And if it's not, could it be you're not doing it the right way? You are sacrificing, but not in the way God sacrifices. You are sacrificing and saying, now what do I get out of it? That's not God's way. You are sacrificing and say, hey, I feel, what about me? That's not God's way. I am directing you to continue sacrificing as you always have. Now do it the way God does it. Sacrificial love, letter C. God's love is not a reflection of our love. Our love must be a reflection of his. What am I saying? On Father's Day, do not do God the injustice of viewing him through your dad. Your dad was a human who made mistakes, fallible, with a lot of issues, as we all have. God is none of those things. Do not say, well, God must not be a good God because my dad wasn't a great dad. That's not how it works. God calls us to reflect him. God never claims that he reflects us. On Father's Day, if you do not have a dad or father figure in your life today that you can look to and say, thank you, I love you, then you don't understand the truth of Scripture, because we can all look to a father figure and say, thank you, I love you, and thank you for loving me. And his name is God. On Father's Day, do not forget, God is a father to the fatherless. Now let's look at a sacrificial life. Letter A, a sacrificial life doesn't live to get, it lives to give. It doesn't live to get, it lives to give. And here's where I really want to make a practical point. A lot of you men are sacrificing for your kids. Now, I'm going to challenge you, men. What are you giving them? You sacrifice 50, 60. There are some in this room, I have no doubt, are sacrificing 70-plus hours of their week for their family. And if I was to ask you, what are you giving your children with your sacrifice, you would list things like food, clothing, a house, education. You would list the practical needs. I get that. That's great. As a dad, you should make sure your kids are getting those things. But that list is lacking some important items. What are you giving your kids? If your sacrifice isn't giving your kids godly influence, then it doesn't matter how well clothed they are, where are they going to end up 10 years from now without godly influence? If your sacrifice for your kids is not giving them godly sacrificial love, then how are they going to love others 10 years from now, no matter how well fed they are? You see, men, you are spending every week sacrificing for your family. You are giving them a lot, but are you giving them the right kind of a lot? Are you giving your kids, as we saw in sacrificial love, what they need? Because your kids will spend all day telling you what they want. But God gave you men the wisdom and the experience, I hope the life experience, to know what they need. And if you're sacrificing 70 hours a week to feed and clothe them, but that's all they get from your sacrifice, man, I hate to break it to you, but that's the reason why. That's the reason why things are falling apart at your house. That's the reason why your family's falling apart. Not because you don't sacrifice. Oh, you definitely are. You're just sacrificing to give your kids and your family things they only need, kind of. They don't need 20 pairs of shoes. They don't need 5 meals a day. But you sacrifice so they can eat out of the fridge anytime they want. You sacrifice so they can buy a brand new pair of shoes every 2 months. That's not what they need. They need sacrificial love. They need godly influence. They need Christ. Letter B. Every life will be sacrificed at some point. Who will benefit from the sacrifice of your life? Well, no one's going to live forever. We're all going to die. Every single one of us in this room, unless the Lord returns and takes us back to Him with Him in heaven, we're all going to die. Every one of us men, every one of us fathers in this room are going to die, and our lives will be sacrificed. And when we're dead, who will have benefited from the life that we lived? I can tell you who will only maybe kind of care that you died. Maybe. If you're one of the fortunate few, maybe your workplace will notice and possibly care that you died. But they won't for long. You're a fortunate man if you will have a room full of friends who care about your death and will have been impacted by it. But I will tell you this. I will sacrifice a room full of people if I have my family sitting here saying, my life was impacted by my dad. There is no amount of friendships I would trade to lose the impact on my kids, the impact on my wife. But here's the truth, men. That kind of scenario doesn't happen unless your entire life you think that way. You see, if your entire life, you're sacrificing 70 hours, but if you were honest with yourself, you're not actually sacrificing 70 hours for your kids because they can only wear so many shoes. They can only eat so much food. You're sacrificing for your workplace because they're asking you to. They're telling you we need overtime, so you sacrifice. They're telling you we need you here, so you sacrifice for your boss, for your supervisor, for the CEO, for the company. But they won't care when you're gone. You are sacrificing, but you're sacrificing for people who don't really love you. They may like you if you're lucky. They don't love you. They don't need you. They may need your talent, but here's the truth. You leave, they'll get someone else's talent. Men, you are sacrificing, but who are you sacrificing for? Stop sacrificing for the workplace. They'll be fine without you. Sacrifice for the people who matter most to you, and I hope that is your wife and your kids, your family. Never prioritize anyone or anything else, including the church, above your family. Because if all of us sacrifice our families, we don't have a church. God, your family, in that order. And you say, well, I sacrifice so much. I work so hard, and I'm losing my family. Could it be that you're sacrificing, but not for your family? And that's why you're losing your family. Letter C, and we're done. In certain circumstances, the death of one can benefit another. In every circumstance, the life of one can benefit another. There are scenarios where you could pass from this life to the next in a situation like we read with that father, who your death allowed for someone else to live, someone you love. That can happen. It happens often, but not always. Sometimes you just die because we live in a cursed world and in old dying bodies. But I can tell you this, whether or not your death can save a life, whether or not your death can impact a life, is yet to be seen. But I can tell this to every single person in this room, man, woman, and child. Our life can impact another life. You can't know if your death will impact someone else, but you can know that your life can if you choose to let it. And so, who are you living your life for? It is a life of sacrifice where everyone else must sacrifice for your life. Or is it a life of sacrifice where the sacrifices you are making are for the lives of those you love most? And I hope it is not your workplace. I'm not saying you can't be friends with your fellow employees, but they'll get along fine without you. You know who won't? Your kids. Your kids will not get along fine without you. If you're married, your wife will not get along fine without you. Think about the people who need you most. And they're not the people you see 8 hours a day. They are the people you see as you put them to bed. They are the people you see as you wake up and give them breakfast and set them up for the day. Those are the people that need you. Let us sacrifice for them. And let's make sure that we're not lying to ourselves. Sacrificing 70 hours of every week for our family, but we're not actually giving our family what they need. Godly influence, godly love, Christ himself. There's so much more they need that you and your life can give them. But I'm out of time. And so it's going to be up to God and the Holy Spirit to tell you, men, what your wife and what your kids need. And then, men, you have to make the hard choice to stop sacrificing for people who don't care about you at the workplace and actually leave the workplace when you need to leave and then go home and sacrifice in the home. And a lot of men, it is easier to sacrifice in the workplace where you are respected and loved and paid. It is harder to sacrifice in the home where you don't necessarily get the respect from your teen children that you get at the workplace. You don't really get the love at home that you supposedly get in the workplace, which at the workplace, even that's not real love, but it looks like it. You're not always appreciated at home, and you're definitely not paid. Sometimes, men, it's easier to work till 8 p.m. every day. It's telling yourself, my family needs me to work here because you're paid, respected, and loved in the workplace. What your family needs at 8 p.m. is for you to be home. Men, real men wear red. Red being the sacrifice. If ultimately death, then death. But your family does not need for you to die for them. Your family needs you to live for them. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these men in this room. I thank you for these fathers. I know I truly am speaking to the choir, that many of these men, they love their families. They are already sacrificing. I hope that the truth preached this morning would help them to realign their sacrifices so that their sacrifices would be more effective, that they would not sacrifice less, but that they would sacrifice with a focused heart and mind toward the needs of their family, not what makes them feel good, but what is good for their wife and their kids. We thank you so much for being the father figure in our lives. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. A couple of quick announcements.